Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Well, I have a story from the weekend that'll lead us right into today's topic. So,
oh, good.
Let me just dive right in. So, I went with my husband and our 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old, to Kings Island weekend, which
Cincinnati.
Is Cincinnati, okay. Cincinnati area. And we met up with my husband's family. And so we were, you know, in the kiddie area primarily.
Of the park,
yeah,
the whole time.
Yeah. Which was awesome to see, you know, the joy on Jacob's face as he flew an airplane on his own and,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
That kind of stuff.
Yes.
But one of the things that we rode as a group, the whole family, was a train that goes through a lot of the park.
Oh,
and
fun.
It's like an open. It's got just big benches,
okay.
You know, so it's the front is
nothing over your head. You're
a
just
steam
seeing
train.
The park.
Right. You're okay. Not in like an actual train car.
Okay. Yes.
Closed in. It's all open. So, you know, everybody's masked. Like we rode rides masked. You have okay. to have a mask on the whole time.
Okay.
So even the guy that was up front talking to us about the train and talking about us.
Even he had one on?
He had one on and he's like in his walkie-talkie looking, sort of microphone talking into it. So he's kind of hard to understand.
Uh-huh.
I gathered that he said something about the University of Tennessee.
Oh.
I think he said he had a niece there. I had on my Power T orange t-shirt because it was game day. So but again, hard to read somebody's lips and understand them through a mask and on that muffled talk, you know, that
yes.
kind of.
Yes.
So anyway, he probably led into whatever this was about to happen better than what I had understood. But all of a sudden, he flips a switch, and there were only 6 switches
okay.
for him to turn on. So I thought one of them was like, you know, rules of the train, how to exit
right.
the train,
right.
you know, like all those things. No joke.
No.
Rocky Top starts.
While you were in Cincinnati.
While I'm in Cincinnati.
Day, first game.
And I mean, I wooed as soon as I start clapping. I turn around and it is like blank stares.
That is
people
classic.
That are like, I don't know if they're even
you
frustrated.
Felt, you thought you were in Knoxville for a second. And
I
then
mean,
you realized I'm the only one.
It was the weirdest and saddest feeling to be like in
alone
the moment. Yes.
In that excitement.
I needed my people.
Aww.
And so while I so appreciated his gesture and thanked him profusely, I was like,
good.
Highlight of my day. Thank you. It just reminded me that on game day, you need to be with
you
your,
need
people.
Your people.
So.
And surrounded in your colors.
Exactly.
That's so cute.
So that's our segue to our topic today.
Well, I call those things God winks or.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It
where
so
it's
was.
Just like.
Because I didn't get
a
to
little.
Watch the game, and I was, you know,
little kiss from
having
God
a hard time with that.
For you.
But I got to hear Rocky Top.
That's awesome.
So the new trend,
oh my goodness,
is what we're calling homegating, which
that's right. tailgating
you know,
at home.
That maybe 2020 has offered us like a whole vocabulary of words that are new, and
probably.
I think homegating has been around a couple of years, but it's definitely being used
it's
more.
It's getting used a lot right
now. So we're just talking about tailgating at home because now, of course, people have been watching, you know, games at stadiums can't do that.
I know.
People that are used to going at least to the stadium and pulling into their parking space with their camper.
To be with their people.
Or, yeah, with their truck.
Not allowed right now.
Not allowed. So.
People are setting up where they can.
Yeah. So this is
together.
This is the time we wanted to talk about it because both conferences, the AAC and the SEC, have now started their games.
Uh-huh.
And we can't not talk about football.
That's right.
So.
Well, you know, there's a couple of benefits, actually, I was thinking of
mm-hmm.
to doing this at home.
Not. Oh, yeah. There's a lot, actually.
Well, I was going to say, it's not exactly the same, but you do have, you know, you get that time with your friends, cheering for your team, mm-hmm. yet no bathroom lines.
No bathrooms.
That's right. That was good one of the things I was thinking.
Clean bathrooms.
Is a beautiful thing.
Well stocked.
And the other thing that's kind of fun about this trend is whether the game be at home or away, it doesn't matter because you're just watching it on the TV.
It's true.
So you can do it for either.
That's right. You have the whole season to be home gating. Yeah. So we're actually going to celebrate this all week long. We're going live on Instagram with some friends that I'll talk a little bit about more in this episode, both on Wednesday and Thursday. So just we're in
Get
celebration
ready.
Mode. But you
Football
know,
Football season is here and we're celebrating.
I wanted to talk about just a few updates to the actual games just before we jump in.
Perfect.
That I thought were interesting. And there's a lot of changes.
So funny that I got you a clear bag to take to the stadium.
Do you know,
Christmas.
I almost took it to Kings Island just even
so
though
you could actually
they don't even
it.
Have a rule like that. Like I was able to bring the whole diaper
no
bag
concerts,
in. But,
no
yeah.
stadiums. I thought, well, that was dumb timing to give her that.
But it was a great idea. Anyway, okay, so let's talk capacity in stadiums.
Okay.
Most of them are running at between 20 to 25%.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So it's odd to
Very
see the cameras
odd.
Zoom out and see just speckles of people. Also, there are no live animals allowed within stadium limits, so that applies
no
to mascots.
Mascot.
So before the Auburn-Kentucky game, there was no eagle Aww. That came in for its landing on the trainer right in the middle of the field. No Smokey, no Ugga.
That's so sad.
I mean, there's several that have live
Now, I'm kind of wondering
animals.
The why of that, because they don't get COVID, do they?
Well, I think
or is
it's
it still unknown.
I think they're trying to cut down on people, necessary unticketed people,
okay.
right? So, like, players and coaches,
you
got
to
have
the,
them.
You don't have to have Ugga's
You don't have to have a trainer
or,
around.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Okay. Other handlers. I'm sure it's more than one person even that's required.
And with the game, you've got to have all the doctors, PT people, like all of that stuff. Like
yeah.
there's a lot of necessary.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm just talking about unticketed people that are just kind of critical. So yeah, so we won't see any live animals this season. So I don't know what these mascots are going to do. Hopefully they'll get their own home gating set up and feel like they get to participate.
I was gonna say, wow, if you live in the town where the college is, maybe you can get them to bring it by your home gate.
That would be awesome.
Because they're not too busy.
Donate to the college
would
or the athletic department for a chance to have the mascot
that
come
by.
That
would be an absolute blast.
Okay, alumni associations.
There you go.
There you go. Texas A&M did their midnight yell virtually.
My Lord.
Just, I mean,
this
so those are just
weird.
Some examples. We had actually a fantastic episode. If you want to know some college traditions.
Oh, that was so fun.
Back in season one, let's see, was it season one, episode 40, College Football Traditions is a really fun episode to listen to. Now, mind you, it's pre-COVID, so I don't know what all changes. But if you're just wanting to know in general, some Southern football town traditions.
Yeah. That was such a fun
Go back
episode
and listen to
do.
That. Well, this is a great opportunity to plan an outdoor gathering.
And the weather's cooling down in a lot of the South. I know some of
yes.
the deep, they hadn't had much relief yet. But the weather just makes me want to be outside.
Yeah, I think people are more interested in outdoor activities than indoor right now because of weather
and
COVID.
You feel safer when you're outside.
Yeah.
I do, at least.
So let's start with the viewing of the game itself, since that is, in
what
essence, what we're talking about, even though some people go to these gatherings and don't even know there's a game on. But for those that are there to watch the game, we need to talk about having the game on.
And it's of huge importance. Like, you got to make sure everything's working if
yes.
you're inviting people over. Well, one thing I wanted to say first, though, was a thing about a home gate is no fancy invite needed.
True.
Not any of that. In fact, people need a heads up because they're probably figuring out where they're watching the game.
Yeah.
But, I mean, sometimes even a week's notice is enough.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what
for
I
sure.
mean? Like,
yeah,
you
yeah.
just need to email or text something casual.
Yeah.
But give people a heads up so they know, oh, that's where I'm going to go to watch the game.
Well, in a lot of these games, you can't plan too far in advance because you don't know what time the game's going to be at.
That's
so,
right.
So, anyway.
That's so true.
So, yeah. So, let's talk watching the game. If you don't have the fancy schmancy porch with like an outdoor TV, I covet you
I
if
do.
You do.
I know.
But you want to be outdoors, you can look into these projectors that people are using. A lot of people are doing it for movie watching outside, just projecting.
That would be so fun to have.
Onto a screen, onto a sheet outside.
Yeah.
But there are some projectors that are specifically good for watching sports.
Oh, so they would work for a movie but might not be as clear for that.
So I found a good article that shares the four best projectors for watching sports. So I'll just link to it in our show notes.
Perfect.
But I mean, they range from like $100 to $1,200.
Okay.
So it kind of depends on how much you
want
to invest.
How often are you using this thing?
Yeah. Are you going to do one home gating party or are you going all season?
Yeah.
And yeah.
What's your budget? That's right.
Yeah. So, so if you're doing outdoors, definitely plan to have some sort of setup to view the game and especially if you don't want people coming inside.
I saw an episode. It was actually done by Lowe's department store.
Okay.
Or, you know, the Lowe's store. And they did home gating episodes, one indoor and one outdoor
for two
families.
Okay.
That I guess one that they, you know, got to get this makeover.
Oh, wow.
I know. And the outdoor one. Was so
sweet.
Cool. The indoor one I liked okay, but the outdoor one, and one of the things they did, again using that same word I was totally coveting, they built this, it wasn't even all that big. I would say it was 6 feet maybe long. They built like a planter.
Okay.
And just had some simple little things planted in the planter. And it had like at the top kind of a little, I don't know the right word. I'm going to use pagoda as the word.
Yeah, so like just a pergola kind of?
Yes. That's the word, pagoda.
Yeah.
That's a Chinese thing. I'm sorry. A pergola. That's the right word.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't fancy. Do you see what I'm saying? It just had a top. And so it just looked cute and had a little planter. But what was super cool was up in the top, you could pull down the screen.
Oh, for your projector.
For your projector.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it looks cute out in the yard. Anytime.
Yes.
But then you have it in a placement where
it's
you
like
can
your secret
set up
screen.
Your chairs and it has the screen and they put a little
projector
where they could watch it. They just set the projector up like on a planter.
Sure.
It wasn't anything fancy.
Yeah.
But I thought that is very clever.
That's cool.
For this very purpose.
Yeah.
You know, but if sometimes people will have a sheet hanging on their house or lots of different ways to set it up.
Yeah, depending on what kind of siding you've got in your house, garage door, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk seating. You can do a lot of different things for your seating, camping chairs, folding chairs, beanbag chairs. If you want to lean fall, you can go quilts.
Oh, true.
Bays of hail.
Of hay.
Hails of hay.
What are we?
What in the world?
Bales of hay.
Hays of bale. Wow, y'all, sorry. I haven't even had a tailgate cocktail either.
That's right.
So.
It's just been coffee today. Well, that's another thing I love that I wanted to say about your setup is think first of the original atmosphere.
Yes.
Of what it would be like.
Yes.
Okay, think through that. Likely it's going to be lots of a color, of team colors.
Sure.
It's going to be solo cups, tailgate tents, pop-up tables.
Yeah.
We're not talking about fancy
no.
for this. Nobody loves a cloth tablecloth like I do, but now's not the time for linen.
Well, and if you're doing any of your watching of the game in your front yard, use trucks. If your friends are truck drivers, you can still make it tailgate feel.
That's so
like
true.
If you've got a driveway or, you know,
where
street corner that they can pull into.
That's adorable.
You could still have them, you know, throw their quilt in the back of their truck to sit and watch. So
another thing I was thinking of that's super inexpensive, and I think it just adds to the color and the look and fun and like the original atmosphere, is the color balloons of your team. Like,
oh, that's fun.
And you know, now they're doing all these cute, like, where they're different sizes
yes.
of the balloons.
Yes.
And it just looks so adorable.
Yes. That's a great idea. Maybe, you know, balloons add a lot.
They add a lot of festivity. And so do pom-poms. I think pom-poms are really fun, too. And both of those are very inexpensive.
Yeah. And I would say if you have been a tailgater in the past and you already have one of those canopies,
I know. Use pop all of those tents up.
Yeah. Use all of your tailgating
Anything
stuff.
Anything that has your colors, just put it out.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. And it feels more authentic.
It does.
What it would have
exactly
what it would be like.
It feels more than just like an outdoor cookout.
That's right. And I would even say, dress the part. What would you wear if you were going? That's when you would. I mean, I know. You know, maybe if you are one of those that pulls out the fake tattoos, I think those are so cute in pictures.
Fun. Yeah, do that. Or, like you're going to the game.
Yeah.
Bring your clear purse.
You would do. Whatever you would do, if you are the one that paints your face, paint your face.
Yeah,
come.
I
think
like that
makes it feel a lot more like the real deal.
Yeah. Extra tables are always good.
Never
because
can have enough pop-up.
You never know if you're going to have people bringing food even that you didn't know were bringing.
That's
food.
True.
And just even, I mean, table space is just good for people
right.
standing around that need a place to set their plate.
And, you know, I'm one that's real big on stations. I think stations are good to spread people out.
Yes.
But particularly during this time of COVID, like you don't want 30 people all around one table. So if you have a drink station, a food area.
So good.
Whatever. If you have a fire pit, those are great.
Yes.
Go ahead and have, you know, that as a little seating area.
Yeah. Some of this is also reminding me of our porch parties and backyard barbecues.
Yeah, outdoor
episode.
Entertaining. Yeah.
So if you want to go back and listen to some ideas too from episode 20.
Yeah, we're going to
have talked
some overlap
about on some just
these.
Outdoor gathering practicals. Okay, so games on, people have somewhere to sit, but most importantly, the food.
The food, the beverage, that's a big part of tailgating. So, well,
how about this, though? Had you thought about this? Another beautiful thing about tailgating at home is...
grills already set up.
Your ability to have warm foods.
That's right.
I mean, you can do it.
Oh, people
in a parking lot.
Smokers and all kinds of crazy.
But it's a lot easier to cook in your own kitchen than under a tent
in
a parking lot.
Well, and you don't have to bring the charcoal, which is tailgate equals charcoal.
To
exactly. You've got to have a charcoal grill of some
sort.
So,
I mean, you've got more plugs and oven.
That's right.
They're...
Everything's
so
close
all
by.
All of my food recommendations for home gating are warm. The only thing that's cold are some celery, carrots, and snap peas.
You
I would recommend
have something like
cutting,
that to
cutting up
get
to
your
put
fiber
aside.
In with all your dips.
Exactly.
Well, the first thing you think about with planning your food for your tailgate is what time is this game?
Exactly.
Because if it's early in the morning, you're going sausage balls.
Yes.
Breakfast casseroles, mimosa route.
Yes.
If you're afternoon, evening, you're going chili,
yes,
salsa, all that, right?
Yes.
So that's your first thought.
Yeah, so I leaned all of my recommendations towards that noon and beyond recommendations because I just feel like sometimes it's even harder to rally people early. You
got
to find some diehard fans that are ready to come tailgate with you at 9 a.m.
That's true.
Especially when there's no game y'all are actually attending.
But you definitely, if it is an early one, you want to have some orange juice and coffee because you don't want everybody to start drinking that early.
That's true.
It gets rowdy.
That's true.
Well, with the stations idea, I don't want to overlap things we've already said, but it is also fun to have some, if it's outdoor, you know, activities where you've got the cornhole in an area or... that huge Jenga or whatever, the ladder ball things.
Yes.
Like having those kind of spread out because, you know, you want to chit-chat with your friends, but sometimes the pregame is going long or whatever and you just want to move.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I think that's a good thing. Oh, and speaking of pregame, like sometimes hostesses that are putting this together don't realize that the diehards really need to hear all of that. So I just wanted to say, like, you need the pregame on.
Oh, for sure. That is what I actually did get to watch on Saturday, was just all pregame stuff.
Okay.
And it was pretty satisfying.
Like, it could be that you have the pregame on in one area, maybe a fun playlist on in another area or something before the game.
Yes.
But I know it is frustrating for people who are like, and what time are we starting the game? Because I wanted
to
hear all this.
I want
to
hear all the commentating.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's good. And it's just lively buzz, actually, too, to have that on in the background. That's right. So for sure, go ahead and turn it on. Do not wait till kickoff. Yeah. So let's talk about this yummy chili that you actually made us in full festivity. It smelled, it actually, the smell matches up so well with the taste. Remember how last week I said, if you want to turn your home over to fall, don't think just pumpkins.
Think chili.
Think all your tastes, there, did smells,
you come in
sensors.
And you're like, it's fall. Mm-hmm. She's cooking.
I was like, I smell fall in here. And it was chili.
Well, chili is something I think is great for feeding a group and for people that are, you know, have different taste.
Yeah.
Because you can do all those toppings and let them put what they like on it and all of that.
Yeah.
But I love just beef chili, like plain old beef chili. Yeah. I think it's great. But I wanted to try a recipe that's crock pot white chicken chili.
Awesome. Crock pot will work for you all day long.
Seriously. And our friend Diane, who we've had on the podcast before, she's a great cook. She was ranting about this recipe.
Yeah.
So much so, she made it for the first Alabama game. You know, they're Roll Tide on every Saturday. Yeah. So she said it was so good she wanted to make it every game day for the fall.
So she's deeming it her Roll Tide chili.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'll drop the Roll Tide off the name personally.
Yeah.
But we'll link that in our show notes
it's
as well.
Good.
It's chicken. It's different kinds of beans. It has poblano pepper, which I love.
Yum.
I will say, if you don't like spicy or your crowd doesn't like spicy, there's a couple. I would leave out the cayenne pepper and the red pepper flakes.
Okay.
Because it is a got a little kick.
Yeah, that's mindful of your guests, for sure.
Yeah.
I guess
you could even add, like, have that as a something you could add in, but I don't know if it would taste the same. But I do love chili in the sense of you can have avocado and cheese and sour cream.
It's kind of like a taco bar. You can kind of build it as you like.
Tortilla strips and all of that and let them put what they like on there.
Yeah.
That's always a hit.
That's good. Have you ever heard of hissy fit dip?
No.
Okay. Well,
it's
so good. You'll definitely throw a hissy fit if you miss out on it.
Oh my gosh. That's so cute.
So this sounds
very Southern.
It does. So this is sausage, sour cream, Velveeta, Munster, onion, garlic powder, Worcestershire sauce, and parsley.
It's, sign me up for that.
You know, baked. So,
when
yum.
When are you making that?
I know. Game day. So I'll link to the hissy fit dip in our show notes for sure.
That's so cute. Well, I was also going to mention with food for tailgating, I think it's important to think through things that are easy to walk around with.
That's a good point.
And not too crazy messy. Like, I love chicken wings, like buffalo wings.
Good point.
But it's so messy that you got to have a lot of paper towels and all
of that.
So I like things that are easy to pick up, like little sandwiches or
meatballs.
You know, styrofoam bowl of chili or something where I can walk around with it very easily. So think through that when you're thinking through your food as well.
That's good. Crock-pot meatballs.
Man, the
three ingredients.
Come on.
Right? So it's just frozen meatballs, grape jelly, and chili sauce.
Oh, I've made this.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it keeps it warm in the crock-pot all day.
Yes.
And you can actually substitute the chili sauce for barbecue sauce if you want something like thicker.
Yeah.
Or you can replace the grape jelly with 16 ounces of sliced or diced pineapple for Hawaiian meatballs.
Okay.
So that would be a good little twist on it too. But I've had the grape jelly and chili
sauce. It's just a good classic.
Classic.
Yeah. And I like to have a few hearty things like that.
Yeah.
Especially when people are drinking alcohol.
Yes.
I just like them to have something more than chips and popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, you need a little more.
How about this? Bacon and brown sugar crackers. All you do is take townhouse crackers and a thin slice of bacon that you've coated in brown sugar and you wrap it around the cracker.
Ooh.
Talk about grab and walk.
Yes.
So I'll link to that
and
as
bacon's
well.
Bacon's good any time of day. Like, you could have those if it's early. You
That's
could have
true.
Those if it's late.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah.
Gonna
those
be
are going
to
get gone fast, too.
I also wanted to mention, if all of this prep of food is intimidating to you.
True.
Now is a great time to support small businesses.
Yeah.
If there's a place that you love that makes their chicken tenders and mozzarella sticks on campus.
So good.
Go get it from them. They need your support right now.
That's right.
And so if you're in a position to do that,
yeah,
support small businesses right now.
That's so good. I've never actually made beer cheese
dip.
Have you?
Oh, I have one time. Okay. And it is so good.
It seems like it's pretty easy. So I'm going to give a plug to the UT Alumni Association because they're doing a series that's the Countdown to Kickoff. And Chef Tyler White, who's a UT alum, he has created recipes for all your home
now
tailgating.
That's adorable.
So one of the ones that stood out to me is puff pastry franks with beer cheese. So
nothing says tailgate more than that.
I know. So I will link to this in the show notes as well. But I don't know about the puff pastry with Frank's part because I haven't really tackled that before. But the beer cheese.
Oh, but puff pastry's already made. You're just wrapping it around a decent hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds
That is
so,
stadium food,
That
though.
Is stadium food.
So speaking of stadium food, I have one more that I specifically chose for that reason. And again, because you can, because you're at your oven or someone else's oven, how about some sheet pan nachos? You know how everybody's doing this sheet pan sort of dinners now?
Yes.
You can do nachos and you can serve them warm because you're just pulling them right out.
That's a cute little idea.
Easily
rewarmed. And if you have little small plates, they can get a little off and walk around with it.
Exactly.
That is cute.
But nachos are very game day.
Oh, for sure. I saw a recipe that I can link in the show notes that I thought was really cute. I just found it on a blog. But again, festive looking and tasty. Mm-hmm. I haven't made it, but it looked really tasty. It was football whoopie pies.
That's cute.
So, you know, whoopie pies are just, you know, like kind of almost like two cookies with the cream icing kind of stuff
in between, but they were
shaped like a football.
That's
and
so
it looked
cute.
Pretty easy how they did it. Not perfectly shaped with a cutter, just kind of laid out to
That's
bake
cute.
Like that. It was real cute. So that would look festive on your table.
Well, yeah, and you can pull in team colors on any sort of like a cupcake. Because
you
can frost
true.
It with your team colors.
That's
so that's an easy way.
That's true.
I'm not real big on like making everything food-wise team color. I want it to taste good more than look the colors.
Right.
But cupcakes and desserts like you're saying
Things
are,
like
are
that
an easy
are just kind of cute. And kids love that too if you got any kids coming.
Yes.
They love little trendy things like that.
Yeah.
There is so much available now with team colors too.
I know
we've had orange solo cups instead of red for UT.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll even have like a logo on it.
Right.
But then also you can find just even online, like looking up sometimes even Amazon, just, you know, a tablecloth that's got your team colors or looks like a football field or just little things like that that aren't that expensive.
Yes.
And I've even seen there was some younger girls that were doing a home gate this weekend, and I saw a couple of their pictures, and they had done a photo booth.
Oh, that's cute.
And I thought, that's cute. And so I even just Googled photo booth, football photo booth.
Yeah.
And on Amazon, there was like packs of, for $9.99, of little props and things. Now, they weren't specific to a team. They were just football themed.
Yeah.
But you could do, just order something like that. Or if you have teenagers that enjoy crafts, have them make some little.
That's a great idea.
Photo booth things.
Yeah.
Or,
well, or if you've got those plus just a couple of pom-poms that are your team colors.
That's all you need.
You know.
And there's something about a photo booth. Have you, you know, when you're at a gathering and there's a photo booth.
I know. Because
sometimes I forget to even take pictures.
I know.
But you end up gathering people, cute photos.
You do. It prompts you to make crazy faces.
Exactly.
When you wouldn't if you were just over there by the chili.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's something festive about doing that. And it's not a whole lot of setup.
That's fun. Do you have any other food recipes that you'd throw in? Because I was going to.
Well, I could have added a bunch, but I'm like, I wanted to kind of keep it simple.
Yeah.
There's so many great places you can look recipes up, but I am one that likes things that are easy to pick up.
Yeah.
There's even one thing I like to do if you have a mini muffin pan.
Yeah.
You can get those egg roll wrappers and cut them into four.
Okay.
The way they come, like you cut it even smaller.
Yeah.
And put them down in that muffin tin,
uh-huh.
Spray a little oil so it's not going to stick, and then put those little egg roll wrappers down. And you can fill them in it with anything, really.
That's true.
You can fill them with chicken salad.
Yeah.
You can fill them with, like, make it Mexican theme.
Yeah.
You can make it Asian if
or
you like.
Or do some sort of a little quiche kind of theme and
so
like
many
an egg base.
That you can put in those.
It's good.
And when you bake them and they just pop right out.
Yeah.
And they're like little, just small.
Yeah.
I love doing little things like that.
That's good.
So I'll make it whatever you want to make it.
But, I love that.
Those kinds of things are good.
Well, I will say for drinks, don't be setting up a full bar that you have to tend to. You're there to watch a game and to hang with your friends.
With football, beer is a great
beer is
choice.
Have
some different
varieties
because different people like different things. Or you know,
but if you want to serve a liquor or a wine or something beyond beer, batch a cocktail and have a fun one.
Yeah. Oh.
How about some apple cider sangria? To lean into fall, right?
Again, so, that's almost an any time of day.
True.
That sounds like
true. So
like
it's just a dry white wine. You get some hard cider.
Yeah.
So this is almost pairing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your beer and your cocktail. Some apples and some. You make a cinnamon simple syrup.
Oh my Lord. Okay. You need to make that
cinnamon
with the hissy
sticks. Bit. Yeah. So it looks pretty and it's fall.
Yeah.
So
that's cute.
I would say something like that.
And you always got to have some non-alcoholic
options,
obviously, water, sweet tea, lemonade, that kind of stuff for somebody who doesn't want the alcohol part.
Well, and if, you know, just being mindful, if you are going to be hanging all day, you can look up even in advance on the Uber app. Like if you know some areas of town that your friends live, you could go ahead and let them know, hey, guys, just so you know, it's just a $15 Uber ride home.
That's beautiful.
You know, just kind of planting those seeds
right,
to make sure that they're thinking about it. Or,
that's good. That is good.
Yeah, so for sure. We mentioned kids, and I do have a fun way for kids to be involved because – you know, they may run around for a little bit, but then get a little bored.
Yeah.
Football games can last a long time. So what about if you've got some band kids, like telling them that they're in charge of the halftime?
Oh, my gosh. That's
I don't
adorable.
Know. I mean, that would kind of be, you know,
that's
plan
adorable.
In advance or it'd be a neighborhood gathering where they could go grab something from their house. Or girls always love to dance. So
that's true. I would have done the choreography for the halftime show.
What about have them do a cheer or some sort of a dance or something celebratory?
That's adorable.
You know, that would be fun.
So
that gets
cute.
Them working on something.
Yeah.
You know, gets them to playing or talking to each other. So, yeah, I just
depending on the size of your yard too, you can have even just a football for boys to be throwing around.
Yeah,
I've even seen where people get a big tarp
mm-hmm.
and there's holes where there's different points. You know, 10 if you get your football thrown through this one, 30 if you get it through this one, and kind of that would give them something to do.
Yeah,
football related.
Yeah, and you know these. Charcuterie boards are so big right now.
And
our friend Lauren Coller over in Charleston, South Carolina, she is a blogger and has a great website. She actually did a fantastic feature on home tailgating this week. We're going to be going live with her as well on Wednesday. But she made these little kids charcuterie boards and had them out. So her team is Clemson. So she had like Clemson cupcakes and cookies and grapes and cheese crackers and kind of more of the food that they might love.
Yeah.
And a lot of kids don't love dips with lots of ingredients
That's
and things
true.
Like
spicy
that.
Spicy things.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So she made the kids their own kids charcuteries and
That's
it
cute.
Was so cute. She's got lots of great ideas. So I'm excited to talk to her later this week. And I'll go ahead and mention our other Instagram live that we're going to be doing, which will be on Thursday. We will be live with Angie Hester Cook of Hester and Cook.
Yes.
Who creates wonderful paper products your home and table decor. Actually, they create even
and their
more
stuff
than that.
Can go casual to fancy.
Yes.
I mean, just with what you put with it.
Yeah.
I love
so
their
they
stuff.
Have a whole football themed line that they created, and she's going to be showing us some of that. Plus we have a giveaway, so
whoop,
we'll be
whoop.
Doing some of that on Thursday. Check our Instagram for the specifics on our lives this week, but you won't want to miss that for sure. You know, I was thinking also for the outdoor lover of gatherings, but maybe not necessarily like a true football fan.
Do a movie night with all these same things.
That's true. But I was thinking even like reserving a pavilion at a park.
Uh-huh.
And even just like if you had a radio to just bring with the game on, so that if somebody's at the gathering wanting to know scores.
That's a good
But maybe
point.
You're kind of a loosey-goosey group that you're like aware that there's a game today, but you're not like wearing your team colors.
Yes.
That kind of
crew. There are those.
Crew.
That, yeah.
You could reserve a pavilion at the park and you could, you know, have some non-alcoholic drinks and you could still have
That's right.
what feels like a little bit of a tailgate.
That's a
great
idea.
Even at the park, so.
That's a great idea.
I know that there are some half-hearted fans out there. Anyway.
So many things you can do.
Well.
Well, I wanted to mention, for those who, you know, want to gather with their friends, but they feel either time or whatever, they're just too overwhelmed to put this together.
Yeah.
There are always people who will set up for you.
Yes.
With the price tag,
yes.
right? So I found
Let
a group.
Let us serve you.
That's right. We're here for you. There is a company called Tailgate Group.
Cool.
And I thought this was so cool because they're literally in 8 cities in the South. Athens in Atlanta, Georgia, Auburn, Alabama, Charlotte and Raleigh, North Carolina, Clemson, South Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida, and Oxford, Mississippi.
All right.
They will come set up a tailgate for you within 100 miles of those
Oh, wow.
cities. And they have a variety of
Wow.
packages.
Okay.
Now, these are fancy.
Yeah.
So there is a hefty price tag.
Yeah.
But you just literally tell them where, and they can bring what you need.
Yeah.
It can be a huge tent with chairs and all of that. They even have like food truck that they can bring in where you can use all of the
wow.
like serve out of that.
Wow.
They have an Airstream they can bring in. I mean, like different things.
Yeah.
Choices for
yeah.
you. But if you're in one of those cities and you have the funds and you want to do it, but you don't want to have to put in all the time of and sweat of setting
yeah.
up,
yeah.
that might be an option. And I have a feeling in other cities these exist. That was just a big group.
That's a good resource, yeah.
In Knoxville, there's one called All Occasion Party Rental.
Okay.
Tailgate, Tennessee.
Right.
So they do, it's pretty standard. It's not Airstreams and stuff, but it's a 400 square foot tent, a 55 inch TV, tables and chairs for 20, in a cooler. Like
oh my
it's
gosh,
it's cute
this sounds
though.
Dreamy.
Okay, it's really cute. Like it's orange and white and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Now, the price tag for that I think was about $700,
wow.
which is less than
yeah.
what the other company
yeah.
I was mentioning. You do have to have your internet available for
sure.
them obviously.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is no food. This
okay.
is just like a nice
yeah.
looking setup.
Yeah.
So if you're in Knoxville and want to do that, and there's even hotels that are offering tailgate packages where you come to the hotel
okay.
to tailgate.
Yeah.
You know, so
That's
you're
interesting.
Just another option.
Yeah.
Like you're going to be there with people you don't know.
True.
And it's
but
not going to be
That feels
maybe,
game day too.
It does.
Making friends.
Now, I don't know how, you know, COVID, how they're keeping everybody social distanced and all
yeah.
of that. But I found one that looked pretty cool in College Station, Texas for the Texas A&M
yeah,
folks.
Those Aggies.
Their Texas A&M Hotel and Conference Center has a tailgate option and you can see the stadium
oh,
from there. Like I don't
cool.
know that you could see the game.
Right.
But you can see the stadium
feeling
you're right
the atmosphere.
There. And so that could be a fun
That's cool.
thing to do.
Very
well.
Cool.
So there's so many different things you can do, but don't miss out on gathering.
Yeah. Well, even you mentioning these outsourced vendors, I'm thinking if you don't want to put all the money or can't put the money into the food and you don't want to call forth a potluck, you can ask a local food truck
to
come park. They're probably going to want to know about how many people you're expecting, or they may even ask for a minimum order amount. I don't know.
Yes.
But local food trucks
That is a fun idea.
A fun idea because, you know, all they need is your address. So,
so
if you
fun.
Have the space, you know, if you're in an area where they can come park, you could just have your guests go buy their own, you know, lunch
that
or dinner.
So cute.
And then you just have the rest
There's
set up.
So many things. I knew a girl that I went to college with that lives in the area. Somebody in her neighborhood owned up during the quarantine weekly food trucks to come in to the neighborhood, and she would just send out the schedule.
That's amazing.
And everybody would like,
because nobody was going out to eat, and
exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it just took this person owning, okay, I'm going to do this for the neighborhood.
I'm food truck coordinator for
exactly.
my neighborhood.
Isn't that funny?
It's a fun title. Well, that got me in the spirit for sure. So I hope that you have been inspired. Hope your team got off to a good start in their schedules. Ours did.
Didn't look great, but they got a W. So
yes,
we'll take it.
That's right. And be sure, like we said, to follow us on Instagram at Steel Magnolias Podcast, because we've got some great live friends that we're going to introduce you to with some demonstrations and chats this week.
That'll be so fun. And we haven't said this in a while. If you haven't left us a review or given us a 5 stars, that would be very helpful. If you're enjoying this podcast, that helps other people find us.
Yeah.
Also, just spread the word to your friends.
Yeah.
That's the best way for us to get new listeners, is for you to tell them that you like
That's
it.
That's true.
So
you've probably heard about this podcast from a friend. So pass it on.
That's very helpful, and we appreciate our listeners.
Awesome.
And you can go to Patreon if you're not a Patreon member.
That's true.
That will get you even more
content
and fun.
Yes. We have so many good things. T-shirts are coming. Okay. Lainey, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.
Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.